This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Entire NFL world in Indianapolis for the scouting combine. And yesterday, basically every general manager and coach took to the podium. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff, so glad to have you with us. So glad to be back in studio with you guys, feeling so much better after I had a bit of a cold. Now, here was a revelation from yesterday, and it's from the Titans general manager, Mike Borgonzi. And, you know, this guy's kind of new on the job. We don't really know him very well. But the Titans have the number one pick in the draft, in a draft where, Pearl, there's basically two quarterbacks you think are going in the first round, yet there's seven teams that need quarterbacks and would like young quarterbacks. So here is the Titans general manager, new guy, new on the job, saying that he's taken phone calls.
You know, I would say we've had some phone calls. Yeah, and I'll keep those phone calls to the vest, but we've had some phone calls, yeah. There's a handful of players, you know, anytime you're at the top of the draft that you would deem generational talents. And we certainly feel that way this year as well. Well, it's a real skill set of talent, you know, an impact player that can take the team to another level, whatever position it is. And then they also have to have the character makeup as well to go with it.
Okay, so that's a little of the Titans general manager saying two things there, outlining what he thinks a generational talent means, and two, saying, yeah, they've been taking phone calls. Perloff, do you believe that this pick is actually for sale?
Yes, I definitely do. Now, that is, first of all, like, this is the domino of the whole draft. Like, right now, everybody in Indy is probably trying to figure out, are the Titans really selling this? Because if the Titans do not take a quarterback, that means Cleveland and New York get their choice, who are the 2 and 3 pick, get their choice of quarterbacks. So you can't, Stafford can't move until people know what's doing with the Titans. Kirk Cousins can't sign until people know what's going on with the Titans. Because all these teams that you mentioned, what was it, seven teams you said that need a quarterback?
I mean, I'm just kind of doing back of the envelope here.
They all want Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders. I'm sure every one of them is scouting them and wants those guys. So if the Titans shock the world and say they don't get the trade they want and they pick a non-quarterback, then that changes everything. So I think right now in Indy, everyone's calling Borgonzi and saying, like, are you really not drafting a quarterback? And if so, can I get up there? So it is just a massive game changer, because if you can't get Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward, you can't trade up to number one, then you have to sign an old guy. So, like, he's kind of this dude who just got hired on January 17th is holding the whole NFL hostage, I believe.
Wow, that's interesting. I hadn't thought of it that way. Yeah. It's smart, but the way that the NFL calendar works, that's not the way this is going to go, because free agency happens before the draft.
Right.
So some of these teams are going to have to tip their hand. You know, and I think you'll see a lot of teams say, well, even if we sign a veteran, that doesn't mean we won't also try to draft a young guy if it makes sense for the top of the draft. Like, we're going to know where Stafford's going. We're going to know about Kirk Cousins. We're going to know about Justin Fields probably, and even the second tier guys,
right,
before we get to the draft.
But the Giants will not go for Matthew Stafford if they think they can draft a quarterback. It's just the money would not make any sense. Now, last year, the last big trade we had was Bryce Young went number one. That happened the day of free agency. That happened free agency week. So I do think the two are completely interconnected. Like, why would New York, look at the money. Why would New York pay $50 million for Matthew Stafford if they could get Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders for cost control?
Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing. Like, yeah. if Tennessee doesn't trade with the Giants, then they have to make this big risk and calculation if the Browns won't trade with them either. Either yeah. someone's going to jump you for one, and then what do the Browns do? And are you actually going to get left with the other guy and maybe have Shedeur or Cam Ward?
Yeah.
Or do you have to go a totally different direction?
But I think back to your
Tommy
original
Cutlets
question.
Tommy Cutlets is starting for you.
Back to your original question. Is it defensible to not draft a quarterback if you're Tennessee? I say no. I mean, I think they'd sign Cousins and do a Levis Cousins combination. And like, what's the point of that? You got to draft one of these two guys and you got to draft Cam Ward.
Yeah. To me, if you're Tennessee, you are committing career suicide if you don't take Cam Ward.
Yeah.
I think they can say that this pick is for sale and they can talk about generational talents. But you know what? And I love Abdul Carter, and I love these pass rushers, but look at Myles Garrett and Micah Parsons and these guys who are otherworldly. When you're on bad teams with bad offenses, it makes your job really, really hard, and you don't have as big of an impact. So, yeah, if you're Tennessee, you'd be stupid, I think, to pass on Cam Ward. But did you guys know something? And I just found this out yesterday because I was watching a little of Mel Kiper. You know Mel.
Todd.
Thank you, Manny. Mel is still high on Will Levis.
Oh, I know.
He's
always
not letting it go.
Levis, yeah.
I'm like, Will, Mel, you got to let it go here. Like, you missed on Jimmy Clausen, and now you missed on Will Levis. You're a legend. Everyone respects you, but you got to let the Will Levis thing go. I can't even imagine being in the Tennessee Titans front office, even if this is not the robust, rabid fan base of maybe some of the, you know, more traditional, like, original team Steelers, whatever you want to say. Can you imagine if the Titans are like, you know what? Levis year three. This is where the magic happens. Like, dude, you cannot do that to your fan base. Will Levis cannot be your starter.
That would be terrible.
Oh, you might as well just write your own pink slip, especially with this ownership group. You never know what they're going to do.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of, by the way, smoke that they like Shedeur, too. It's not by any means a done deal that they take Cam Ward because they visited Shedeur.
You okay? I didn't get you sick, did I?
Visited Shedeur at the Shrine Bowl, and ESPN's Teron Davenport, who covers them, said that they really, really like Shedeur. I think this Cam Shedeur thing is not done by a long, long stretch of the imagination. I think so. Cleveland is probably going to take one of those guys. I think Cleveland might be interested in Shedeur too, because Cleveland could use a distraction from Deshaun Watson. I feel like bringing Shedeur and Deion, and like all of a sudden. So I think that there is a possible chance Shedeur goes number one. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility. And the Raiders also, if they trade up to number one, they could go Shedeur because of Tom Brady. So there's a lot that's going to happen right here. But it's all this dude, Mike Borgonzi, who none of us had ever heard of. He was an assistant GM in Kansas City, right?
Yeah.
And now, to me, he holds the entire key. Even Stafford. I don't think Stafford can move until they know what Tennessee is going to do at number one. Because, first of all, I think he's more likely to go back to the Rams. But the Giants and Raiders are not going to go after Stafford if they think they can get a rookie.
No, but Stafford has to happen before the draft. The Rams are going to want draft compensation, I'm assuming, for this season.
But the Raiders and Giants would have to know. They would have to know, hey,
listen,
because they know. I mean, there's information going on behind the scenes. They know what's going to happen, right?
I don't know if the Giants know yet.
Well, that's why they won't trade for Stafford. I don't think until they know that there's no quarterback there, they will make that move. That's why I think Stafford will be on hold. And also, it's unlike, do you really think Stafford to Giants is happening?
I don't know, but, you know, the Giants became very uninteresting for a long time, and now suddenly they're interesting again. And I can't tell what's going on with them because you have the owner who says, I want to come out of this draft with a quarterback for the future. And you have the general manager who's saying, we got to win games right away because they're both on the hot seat, the GM and the coach. So this is what bad organizations do. This is what you do. You set up these two different timelines where the owner's saying one thing and the front office and guys who are trying to save their job feel like they have to do another. And I think that's what's keeping the Matthew Stafford thing alive. Joe Shane and Brian Daboll feeling like their pants are on fire with how hot the seat is would probably make them think, listen, if we could just get Stafford in here, maybe we're a 10-win team, 8-win team, as opposed to, what, crossing our fingers and hoping that either we can trade up to get a quarterback or that one's going to fall in our lap? That's not a great strategy.
Yeah, I mean, they could. How about this strategy? What if they say, I'll give you second round pick Tennessee to move up to one.
Second round pick? That's not going to work.
Well,
you got to get from 3-1.
3-1, and we know that Tennessee doesn't want a quarterback. I mean, you can't give up a first. That's like, so basically, you're stuck. So
no, the Giants are stuck. They're stuck like they were last year. Now, this is where the Giants really blew it for themselves. Yeah. They actually were in line for the number one overall pick.
Yeah.
They blew the tank. And last year, they're trying to, what, call the New England Patriots, who are even more desperate for a quarterback than they were, to think, what, the Patriots are going to hand them Drake May? Like, the Giants just find themselves, whether it's their own fault or just the circumstances, find themselves in a horrible position here. I don't see a way out. And I think that's why Stafford, and that's why the rumors won't quit.
Yeah,
because Stafford is the emergency escape hatch for the Giants to try to salvage these two guys' jobs.
I mean, as I said yesterday, I mean, Stafford would be a nuclear disaster for the New York Giants. It'd be the worst. It would be Russell Wilson to the Broncos. It would be Aaron Rodgers to the Jets. It would be Deshaun Watson to the Browns. It would be
what?
So bad.
Why?
Because first of all, did anyone know Russell Wilson to the Broncos was going to be bad? Did anyone know Rodgers to the Jets was going to be bad? Did anyone know Deshaun? Because he's an older quarterback. He's going to cost over $50 million. He's going to cost the rest of a lot of draft capital. As someone pointed out, if you're paying him $53 million, the Rams are going to be like, you're paying him top of the market. You better give us at least one first round or more. So you're giving up your future. They will probably be bad next year with Stafford. They'll probably have a top 10 pick, and then they're going to not be able to get a quarterback because all their assets are tied up in Stafford.
So I disagree. I think when you have to pay a guy, that makes the draft compensation go down because a team could say, listen, I got to pay him $50 million. I can't give you two first-round picks. Like, that doesn't make any sense. So I think you that actually could help a team like the Giants not have to give up as much because they have to got to pay him now on the back end. I think the Rams would understand that. And, you know, listen, you're talking about a team that's desperate. And desperate teams, like, that's what makes you do silly things.
Right, like the Broncos, the Jets, the Browns. Exactly. It's exactly the same model as those other teams that had these disastrous trades.
I just don't know if it would crash and burn to the way you think, because I don't know if anyone would come in and think Stafford's taking us to a Super Bowl. There were major expectations on Aaron Rodgers. There were major expectations on Russell Wilson. You come into a team like the Giants, who won exactly 3 games last year, and who have the longest odds to make the Super Bowl of any team in the National Football League, you can't say Stafford's bringing us a Super Bowl. You're hoping to maybe make the playoffs. Like, that's the bar. So it's a different calculus.
You're paying him $50 million.
I know, but that's the cost of getting back to respectability. You should never have given Daniel Jones whatever, $120 million.
But the real cost of getting back to respectability is you destroy any chances of getting a franchise quarterback in the next 2 years.
Yeah, because Stafford will make you good enough where it's going to take you out of a quarterback.
Right. So you're looking at, what, another 10 years of mediocrity then? Because where are you getting to win in the NFL, you need a young quarterback who will give you a decade of success. How are you going to get that if you, first of all, also,
well, Matthew Stafford just won with the Rams. That wasn't a decade. It's been 4 years. He got traded from the Detroit Lions and he won.
But that
team was ready to go.
Yeah, exactly. Like the Rams, and also they have McVay. But also, Stafford's 37. He is an indoor quarterback his entire career. Then you're sending him out to New York. Oh, this is going to be such a disaster. It'll be so bad. He will get hurt so fast. And I actually was looking at the numbers. Like, he's definitely not a good quarterback outside. He's an 88.0 passer rating compared to mid-90s inside. And he's going to be vulnerable. His two worst games as a Ram happened to be in New York. If you remember, he was really bad in that Giants game 2 years ago. And then he kind of did nothing in the Jets game last year. It's a bad situation. It reminds me so much of Denver and Cleveland and all these teams, like, giving up, maybe they give up less. You could be right. If they only have to give up one second round pick, then I get it. But the money is going to be huge. You're not going to have any talent around him, but you're spending all your money on Stafford.
Well, they have a young team, and they actually drafted well last year. So they probably feel like, all right, we have money to burn on this quarterback.
Gosh, and next year's draft class could be really good, and they're just going to watch it go by.
Oh, so here's the other thing I was going to say about that. We're talking about the Giants now, and we started the conversation with whether the number one overall pick in this draft is actually for sale by the Tennessee Titans because their GM said they're taking calls. He said that yesterday at the podium in Indy. The Giants may think, I don't know if this is true, hey, listen, we got Eli Manning. We didn't have the number one pick, and we finagled our way to get that.
Right.
If we really want Arch Manning and want to do this thing again, we don't need the number one pick. Like, we have the playbook. We already did this. Now it's a different world.
Yeah.
A bit. Arch is going to get way more probably criticism than Eli got, but why not? It worked one time. It worked in 2004. Bring it back in 2026.
Because you just gave away all your draft picks that you need to get Arch to get Matthew Stafford. That second round pick.
One pick. I don't know.
It's not going to be. I don't think. Okay, if it's just like a second rounder, but even a second rounder, you need that to move up. I think it just really puts you in a hard position to get Arch, for example. And I know that's really like, you're right, that's magical thinking to think that the Giants are going to be in position to get Arch Manning, but you kind of know how this works. Like, there's a high risk that you pin yourself into mediocrity if you sign Matthew Stafford at best. And Stafford's going to be a big injury risk with that O-line, which is not good.
Yep.
Older, outdoors. Oh, this just like, it has a huge risk of busting.
855-212-4227. We've got a lot more for you from the scouting combine because every general manager and coach spoke yesterday. I was most surprised by one team saying they're going to have a quarterback competition. I did not see this coming. You could have given me 15 guesses, and I would have guessed teams so far away from this team.
Barcelona Dragons.
I would have guessed the Barcelona Dragons before I guessed this team.
Kurt Warner's former team. I'm just kidding. I assume he.
That's the only one I know. From the defunct NFL Europe.
Yeah, the Rain actually, Fire.
Oh, yeah, Rain Fire. That makes a little sense. 855-212-4227. All right, that Titans number one pick, should they put it up for sale? And do you think Matthew Stafford would be a good fit with the New York Giants? 855-212-4227.
Welcome back. Maggie and Perloff Show. Just debating what the Titans should do with the number one overall pick. By the way, you know, the Titans are the odds-on favorite with these odds for Kirk Cousins' next team. Although I feel like there's another team that we'll get into later that now seems to be emerging. I don't know who makes these odds on next team for the players, if you could actually bet on them, but we'll get into that. Meanwhile,
yeah, the quarterback competition that I didn't see coming at all.
Yeah, yeah. That's the other team I was thinking about. Ooh, they would fit for Cousins. But meanwhile, the Titans have a big decision to make, Meg.
Yeah, and they said they're getting calls on the number one overall pick. I think they'd be ridiculous to shop it. You can't roll Will Levis back out there, or Cousins, in my opinion. New regime, clean slate, draft a quarterback. Jay is in Nashville. Jay, what's the boots on the ground feeling in Nashville? Do you guys want Cam Ward or Shador or what?
Actually, I think people are so disgusted right now. They're not even talking about it. It's just like everybody's trying to get on with their lives instead of worrying about what the Titans are doing. Because it's a disappointment all the time as far as GM or general management goes.
Yep.
And
no faith, I mean, no trust.
Yeah, and like honestly, I hear what you're saying, Maggie. You know, it's a new regime and everything, but how many times they've had a new regime? It don't work out. And it's like the problem is not really the team, it's the front office. Like if I'm the Titans, and I really think that whole, okay, what good is a generational talent if your whole team sucks?
One generation. Yeah.
What good is that? Hey, let me tell you, you know who's a generational talent who had a great career, retired with nothing? Joe Thomas. You know who from that same team is a generational talent, and he's trying to get the hell out of there? Myles Garrett. Yeah. You know who else is a generational talent, and he's having trouble because the team sucks? Bryce Young.
And get out of here.
Me, Zach, and Andrew was talking about that. You were out that day, Maggie. We were talking about that. Should they take C.J. Stroud, or should they take Bryce Young? And I was like, Bryce Young is a generational talent, but after listening to Perloff and Zach about it, like the coach rather prefers somebody like C.J. Stroud. And I was like, you know what? He's got to take C.J. Stroud. And we see what happened with C.J. Stroud and with Bryce Young. They didn't have a team to protect anybody, especially little old Bryce Young.
You know, Jay, I'm sorry. You just made me think of something. Sorry, Perloff. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, please go.
You just said something at the beginning of your call that I think has to be taken into consideration when you're talking about the Titans. And Jay, thanks for checking in as always. He said nobody cares. There's no faith in the team right now. No faith in the front office, right? No faith in the decision makers there. They're going to do the right thing. You all know that makes me think? That makes me think they're taking Shador to sell tickets and put fans in the seats and have some spice and Dion and the glitz of this great football family. I had not thought Shador was even a possibility until Jay just told me how down everybody is in Nashville on the Titans. They might feel like Shador's the bigger star than Cam Ward. We need him to become the face of the franchise and get people excited about this team.
Oh,
do you think that at all?
No, I don't think NFL teams ever do that, right? Because they get all the money anyway from TV. I would be shocked if that was their thinking. I mean, especially Mike Borgonzi, who comes from Andy Reid, Chiefs, though, you know, comes from kind of a cutthroat front office.
I don't know. I watched, you know, again, it's the Giants, yeah. But offseason Hard Knocks, where John Mara is saying Saquon Barkley's our most popular player. He never said best. He said he's our most popular player.
But this GM comes from a team that doesn't care at all about that kind of stuff. Like, they would cut anybody. He comes from a team that traded Tyreek Hill, right? Borgonzi was on the Chiefs, I think, then. Like, they don't... I don't think that when you're this bad, you can't really consider popularity. I do. I mean, Shador is right there with Cam Ward. The two are not that different of players. So I think if they went with Shador, I think it'd be because they think he's a better quarterback. I understand your point. It's a valid one, but I don't think you can think like that. What I wanted to bring up was, did Jay say, and I couldn't totally understand what he was saying, that I said you should take C.J. Stroud over Bryce Young? Because if that's so, I want to go back and clip that. That was brilliant by me.
I don't remember you saying that. Apparently it was a show
with
that
Zach
you co-hosted with Zach.
Yeah, I have no idea what he's talking about. You must have been on vacation or something, but I would like to find... Manny, can you find that clip where I said the Carolina Panthers need to take C.J. Stroud over Bryce Young? Because that would have been brilliant by me. I don't remember saying that at all.
I mean, how many shows did you do with Zach? Manny doesn't have that kind of time.
That being said, he also said Bryce Young is a generational talent. The big debate is Tennessee, like, if they draft the right quarterback, is the team so bad they'll just ruin him, like the Houston Texans with David Carr? Like, that's really what Jay was getting to. Like, what's the point of getting Cam Ward or Shador if the team stinks around him? That's a valid question.
855-212-4227. We're asking, do you think the Titans should pass on the number one overall pick? I do want to, before we get to Bogus's headlines, I do want to get to a story from yesterday that had a pretty funny twist. So I had missed this. Adrian Wojnarowski, the famous newsbreaker from ESPN, is auctioning off much of his memorabilia.
That's right, yes.
To try to raise money for the St. Bonaventure Basketball Collective.
NIL, yeah, baby. I can't stress enough, by the way, as an A-10 aficionado, this is a men's basketball-only initiative because their women's program is suffering, and I don't think that Woj
is... give a couple bucks to
I don't
the
think
women?
Woj is directing any money or efforts to finding female players for the Bonnies at the moment.
Just give them 10 bucks or something. Come on, Woj. Continue.
Do you realize how much money you got to pay for people to go to Olean? Anyway, I've been up there.
Yeah.
So I've been there many times.
Me too.
It is cold, it is dark, and it is...
empty.
Cold and dark.
Western New York, baby.
Sun don't shine.
Western New York, Southern Canada. I mean, it's same.
It's you know, I partied pretty hard there, and that's all I've got to say about that.
What were you doing there for fun?
One of my best friends went there.
Oh. Okay.
Good high school friend. Anyway.
I love you, Western New York.
So Woj is auctioning off stuff. He's auctioning off his old cell phones. Some press credentials, just
and you can have dinner with him. He's one of them too.
That's not,
a phone call.
Now, as Perloff said, the phone is not going to have like every GM in the league. You don't get the phone and James Harden's numbers in it. You know, he's going to wipe it clean.
I'm stealing this from somebody else, but what if it did have those numbers? What would it draw on eBay or whatever he's putting?
Every person would have to change their number. Woj would become the biggest pariah.
You actually be allowed to sell it with contact info like that on there?
Oh, I don't...
Like, is there a privacy?
You know, it would be hilarious if he changed everybody's name. So it's like, you don't know if you're calling Dwight Howard or you're calling Luka Doncic.
Right. Yeah, this is Rob Pelinka. Yeah. No,
it could be Obama. Obviously... Who knows what Woj just got? He's got everybody's number.
Yeah, it would be much more valuable if it had those, but anyway.
Yeah, no, that would be ridiculous. He can't do that. But anyway, so I don't know if anyone wants Woj's stuff, but he's auctioning off all of these... the iPhone that he used to break the Paul George Kawhi Leonard to the Clippers, you know, the NBA draft credential from Wemby's draft, you know.
There's an ID badge as well to get into the ESPN building.
Yeah, that seems like a violation. I don't know if ESPN wants
it's
the stuff
certainly
out
turned
there.
Off.
The iPhone that he used for his farewell tweet. How many phones does this guy have? He's like freaking Verizon. Anyway, Manny brought it to my attention that the website that is auctioning off these items...
I'm going to have to dump you if you say it.
According to Manny, if you just pronounce this thing straight through, it's a Spanish curse word.
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
That was the first thing that I saw when I first saw this tweet. I mean, first, my reaction was, what? He's auctioning off his phones? And then I immediately saw the link, putabounty.com.
Yeah.
That's not how my Latino brain read it, though.
Mm. Yes, there's a different word before bounty that means what? It's like a derogatory name for a woman, right?
Yeah, yep.
Or me. You've called me that.
I have, yes, yeah. But never on air. And also not in front of your face as well.
Well, also, as we learned in one of our many, of these videos that we have to watch, you know, about what we can do and what we can't do on the air, cursing in a foreign language also counts as a curse.
No bueno.
Yeah, it's not good. You can't spell it. No, you can't curse in a different language. It's whether it's English or Spanish, you're going to get in trouble.
That was in the video?
It was in the video.
Oh, my God.
So this is a website, putabounty.com.
Oh.
Manny yeah. is like, uh-oh.
Yeah. I think that's their one of their hashtag slogans. They can get that on a t-shirt in Olean. Put a bounty.
I mean, this is like the SNL skit with the rapist. He's like, it's therapists. Manny had
swords. But
yeah. When they SNL did a commercial for the Sofa King. Like, these, Manny, you were totally wrong on this one.
You know what? Maybe it should be capitalized. Put a bounty. Make the A capital. Make it distinguish it.
Well, here's the thing. I said this website definitely told on themselves. Clearly, they do not have a diverse staff working there, because if anybody spoke any little bit of Spanish, they would have understood you just put a curse word in the title of the link.
Yeah, but you know what? For $2,500, you can get that iPhone that Woj used to break Paul George Kawhi to LAC.
What does put a bounty mean anyway?
That's also what I was wondering.
Yeah, I think it's like a like for the like auction. I don't know.
I don't know. It sounds,
no
sounds very safe.
Website for this kind of
deal? I said,
deal?
Was Woj.com not taken?
It's right, it's right there.
It's called
Etsy. Etsy, maybe.
I'm a huge bounty fan because my favorite NFL coach of all time, Buddy Ryan, used to put bounties on everybody. That makes sense. Like, it's an NFL thing. I get put a bounty. I'm still trying to put wrap my head around the bounty. I guess, like,
they're just trying to be silly, I guess. I don't know. It's called Dapp's Bounty. I've never heard of it.
Probably they had a initial stock offering that was crazy good. Like, we make fun of it. They're probably rolling in money right now.
Well, now that they've got all these Woj credentials from the draft where Wemby was taken, for $350?
Is that the cheapest thing?
First of all, should we have been keeping all of our credentials? I throw them out. Been to 12 Super Bowls. Been lucky enough to do that.
You've been throwing them out?
I've been throwing them away.
You don't keep anything?
You know, I actually do. I have literally our last credential just because I haven't thrown it away from New Orleans.
I have some, like, firsts. I don't keep every credential. But I have the one, like, from the net game I did last year. I have my Super Bowl one. I have, like, a Ranger playoff one. I have a couple.
I will auction off this phone for the Andrew Perloff NIL fund. And I will auction off my work ID. I was going to say, you can sell your work ID because I could just get another one tomorrow. Anybody actually
who wants to get in the building?
Yeah, well, I mean, you're not going to get in the building. You're going to deactivate it, but should we sell these bad boys to raise money for the Maggie and Perloff NIL fund?
Who would be the best person in your phone? Dan Patrick, Case Keenum?
No, I'm wiping the phone. I mean, just like...
You just want the phone.
I have some weird celebrities in my phone, probably from booking Dan Patrick's show or doing different things. So there's a lot of people there, but I cannot...
Give us a taste. Who's the most random
Name drop.
No, I'd have to go through it. Because I don't even know, like, really if I know these people. Like, I used to run the celebrity NCAA tournament bracket for Dan Patrick's show. And for some reason or other, I would get, like, Darius Rucker kind of names all the time. I don't have them right now.
You guys are legit friends, you and Darius.
No. I wouldn't go that far. No, he's very nice.
I watched Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish come and give Perloff the biggest hug I've ever seen. I also had to vouch for Perloff yesterday on the phone. He's like, can you talk to my daughter and tell her I actually do know Brooklyn Decker?
Well, yeah. Yeah, so we're watching.
Hey, Lucy, just your dad go knows with it. Brooklyn Decker.
Just go with it, where Brooklyn Decker is a romantic rival with Jennifer Aniston. Funny movie, by the way. And I'm like, oh, I've been friends with Brooklyn forever. And my daughter's like, you're lying. I'm like, no. And Maggie, you have been too. She's the nicest person in the world, and we both knew her at SI.
It was just funny because we're all like, can you vouch for me? And I'm like, I actually can. Your dad literally is hanging out with Brooklyn Decker and Andy Roddick. I've witnessed it with my own eyes. He's cool. Against all odds.
God, now you're putting out, Maggie, who do you have? And Bogus, who do you have? I know I've butt dialed Gruden before. That is a very awkward thing.
I feel like he would be someone who butt dials people.
Yeah, no, I know. That's
Wait,
the
John
that's
or Jay? Part.
No, I ended up having a long conversation with him. Don't get me wrong. got my guy, Andy Dalton, of course. Yeah. I'm in the D's. Landon Donovan, D. Josh
the
Duhamel.
American hero?
Josh Duhamel, the actor. Hunk,
Different
D.
type of hero?
Again, this is all really from the Dan Patrick Show Celebrity Bracket Tournament. Howard Eskin? No.
Spike's ad?
Yeah. Come on, Maggie, your phone is ridiculous. I've seen that before.
You got
way better than me. Oh, Leslie Frazier, we both have. Lovely man, former Buffalo Bills defensive coordinator.
Yeah, still not quite sure what happened there.
I've got Andrew Perloff.
Auction it, man. Put a bounty.
Some guy named Zachary Gelb. Does that count?
It's in there as Zachary?
No.
It's okay, good.
There is Zach. Does anyone call hosts of the afternoon show Zachary? Help me out. I'm dying.
I have the most famous person that would answer a call from me is Tiki Barber. But I have a lot of numbers in my phone. Like, especially I have like a lot of media nerd numbers. Like I have Mike Green, Ian Eagle, like those guys. Yeah. And I also have a batch of numbers in like 2003. Somebody at the AP office accidentally published their directory. One night I was sitting at work at ABC Radio and the printer started going. And it was like 35 pages of all of their phone numbers.
Oh, geez.
So I have a number for Michael Jordan. I have a number for Wayne Gretzky, but I don't. Oh. But they're
have people, you ever tried them?
People try them so much then that most people had to change their numbers.
Yeah.
Because nobody believed it, and everyone started to just call these numbers to confirm that they were real. So I don't think most of the information that was on there has been change over the last two decades.
Honestly, I think that would be the most annoying part about being a celebrity, besides everyone and your friends and family probably trying to mooch money off of you. The second thing would be the frequency with which you'd have to change your phone number.
Yep.
Yeah.
That would be super annoying.
I give credit to one of my friends that I grew up with, Josiah Gray. He's had the same number since high school, and he's
now running back?
The pitcher for the Washington Nationals.
Oh, sorry. Who am I thinking of? Different Gray.
I mean, he hasn't changed his number, and
Jonas
I'm kind of surprised. I'm kind of surprised he hasn't.
Good but for him.
I have a ton of backup quarterbacks for some reason. Like the Brian
Hoyer. For some reason.
But
they're your people.
Yeah. I have Tom Brady.
Stalker.
You have Tom Brady's number?
Tom Brady, the NFL vice president of media content. Mm. There's another Tom Brady.
That's like the other Randy Moss.
Yeah. Dang it, you took my joke.
Oh,
is that the Michigan
The other Randy Moss. I do have Cato Kalin. That's the best one in here.
Whoa.
Yeah. Who's actually a fantastically nice guy. I have someone here named.
How is he mooching off of OJ?
I have someone here named Steve Martin, but I don't think it's a real Steve Martin.
I think it's someone in IT.
Yes. Steve Martin at directtv.com. Does Steve Martin, the comedian, have that?
That's actually Steve and Martin. He actually just merged them by mistake. Those are two different dudes.
Yes. Because sometimes my phone takes the contacts of the company, too. I have so many bizarre names in here. We got to do this for YouTube. Maggie, I've seen your phone. Sometimes, by the way, I get TikTok notifications for people that are in your contact list. It's the weirdest thing. I'm like, wow, Antonio Pierce is in Maggie's contact list.
Your phone tells you that Antonio Pierce, who's in Maggie's phone, is on TikTok?
Our TikToks are all tied in together, and it does act. Somebody like allowed their contacts into the list. Yes, I'm being dead
That's
serious.
That's weird.
I don't even have a TikTok.
Do you think your phone, though, Pearl, is worth $1,000, which is what the highest offer is right now for the iPhone used for farewell tweet and the final NBA draft for Woj?
Well, I have an iPhone 14. I think if anyone bought it, they would just wipe it and use it as a regular phone.
Wait, that's the Woj? Yeah, that's the worst phone, probably. The farewell tweet.
Oh.
That's the cheapest phone that is available on PutABounty.com.
I have such a great backup quarterback that just came up.
Do
Nate
it.
Peterman is in here, baby.
Bill's legend.
I'm going to take your phone and throw it in the ocean.
I have so many backup quarterbacks. I literally have like 28 of the 32 backup quarterbacks in the NFL are in my phone. This is amazing.
There's a game to be played with that. So I don't know what it is yet, but all those backup quarterbacks, there's something we could do with that.
Yeah, definitely.
There's something there. Good call, right?
The best I could do is people have the same names as celebrities. That's what I got for you. That's the biggest thing.
By the way, the cheapest thing on this, putabounty.com, $405 for his 2023 NBA All-Star credential. $405.
That was like the worst All-Star game in the history of All-Star games. Almost blew the entire weekend off the planet. Who would want that?
You know who might? Meg Ryan. She's in my phone.
Oh, whoa.
It's not the Meg Ryan. It's
going to say it's
Meg.
Actually the someone Meg in Ryan. HR at DirecTV. Yes. But sure.
Oh, this is so sad.
The descriptions of these phones is remarkable on this website.
This is Woj, by the way, is auctioning off his memorabilia to help the St. Bonaventure NIL Collective.
Woj used this iPhone XR from 2018 to 2019 to discover and announce major NBA news, including Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving teaming up in Brooklyn, Anthony Davis joining LeBron James in Los Angeles, and Paul George and Kawhi Leonard both landing with the Clippers, parentheses, just moments apart around 2 a.m.
Close parentheses.
The item can be autographed and inscribed by Woj upon request.
But, like, it's so funny because there's nothing there anymore. It's just the vehicle. Yeah. Like, would you go to...
Now, it doesn't say that it's been erased. Wouldn't you think it should say that it's been cleaned?
Yeah. Because they're trying to maybe... you know, sucker somebody in. But imagine, like, say we take this to a different line of work. Say it's like Guy Fieri. Do you want the pots and pans that he used to cook some kind of dish? Like, who cares?
It's kind of interesting memorabilia if you have a memory. You know, you take the phone, maybe put it in a frame. It's not the worst thing I ever heard.
Can I tell you a collectible story? I know we're kind of far off here. We got to get to some headlines, and we've got this quarterback competition that we didn't see coming. We'll get to that in a minute. The Victor Wembanyama collectibles market apparently is cratering because of his latest injury. And Wemby had been like the number one card and his jersey. The stuff was selling for six figures, like $350,000 for a Wemby jersey. The cards were out of control, $600,000 for some of this Wemby stuff. It was the number one thing to buy, even beyond Michael Jordan and everything. Michael Jordan cards and all the historical stuff. And now it's in danger of bottoming out because we're not sure about these blood clots and Wemby in his future.
Let's start buying some Wemby merch.
Now's the time. Apparently the Zion stuff like cratered too. So Zion, once upon a time, Zion Williamson, was like the number one card and collectible that you could possibly get. And now you can buy one of his cards for like $70.
Yeah.
I mean...
You know... why don't we call up my friend Jack White is in here.
Whoa.
The musician. But he's got a weird address. It almost seems as if he also worked at AT&T. It might be another Jack White. Yeah.
Wait, Jack White from, what is it, not the Strokes? From
Jack White from White Stripes.
White Stripes,
no, but
me.
I think it's Jack White from marketing. I'm being dead serious. I remember this guy. He helped put together a sponsorship thing with one of the sports books.
White from DraftKings.
This is a fun game because I have a million numbers in here of people have the same name as famous people. Would you, if you had a famous person name, would you change it?
Depends.
If your name was George Clooney, would you go around saying George Clooney?
People would be so disappointed.
Also in my phone, also not the George Clooney.
I don't know. For women, is this a little bit different? I wouldn't want to be like, I know
Jennifer Aniston.
She was brought up on the show yesterday, like Kate Upton, because then every time people are just going to have this such a disappointed look the moment you walk through the door.
A friend of mine from high school was raised by a Michael Jordan.
The dad was Michael Jordan.
Yeah, Pops was Michael Jordan. Shout out to Liv.
Yeah, that's actually a fairly common name, Michael Jordan.
Yeah, of course. But no, this is like all the Kobes that we have now. The other Kobe Bryant.
All the Jalens that we have as well.
Yeah. Jalens are everywhere.
Jalens are everywhere, but you need the last name too. Really
fair enough.
Sorry, we've killed your update. Yeah. But the one thing that I've always, the most shocking thing to me and that I've never believed since we started doing the show is that Jalen Rose was the first Jalen, but it has not been disproved.
No.
It really has not. It's true. Is it true?
He says it's true. It's his word versus nobody.
I can't find an older Jalen. I've looked. Trust me. I've spent many hours researching this topic.
Like directories and lists.
That's what
and
he did in Costa Rica.
Because it seems like such a normal name. Like Jalen does not seem like a wild name, and he's not that old. So it wasn't around before Jalen Rose.
I don't know. I mean, there's new names now. Do you know any other DeBrickashaws? Like, there's other new names are popping up all
the time. Yeah, everybody's named Jalen. There's only one DeBrickashaw.
Yeah, it's funny. That one never caught on, except for the owner of the Jets, his son, Brick.
Well, right. And of course, you're referring to Key and Peele started the whole thing because of DeBrickashaw Ferguson.
Yeah, they did.
When Key came in and said, I was watching a football game. There's a man named DeBrickashaw.
Yeah. It's from Long Island. 855-212-4227. Folks, hang around, will you? Be a pal. Let's get to some headlines. We had a big basketball game last night. Luka Doncic facing his former team. We'll tell you about it. Oh, that's nice for Bogish. Sticking around for this segment because we blew through his update in the last segment talking about Adrian Wojnarowski's auctioning off personal items to raise money for the basketball team that he's the general manager of. That would be the St. Bonaventure Bonnies.
I tell you, once again, inspired. We have to do the same thing. We should all auction off our phones and keep the... I mean, listen.
You pay. Who gets for this me my new phone then?
You could get this bad boy and call up Dean Blandino anytime you want.
You got a problem with a call?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Made on the just field. It's not pass interference, Dean.
That was a hold.
Yeah. Illegal procedure, my butt. Yeah.
Ban the tush push. Well, I don't think he has anything to do with that, unfortunately. All right, folks, what happened yesterday?
We had Luka Doncic seeing the Mavs for the first time last night. A 107-99 Laker win in L.A. Luka posting 19 points, 15 rebounds, and 12 assists. LeBron has done these reunions before.
When you move on or they move on from you, it was just... It's very emotional, obviously. It's very taxing. And, you know, it's a lot, probably a lot of things that was going on in his head that probably didn't even... even involved the game itself, you know. So, and with that said, I thought he handled it tremendously.
Bron scored 16 of his 27 in the fourth quarter to help the Lakers get that win. The Hornets were 128-92 losers at the Warriors the night after a 42-point drubbing in Sacramento. The Bucks' four-game win streak ended in Houston 197, and the Pelicans got a two-game sweep of the Spurs 109-103. Zion 18 points and 6 rebounds. Diana Taurasi called it a career yesterday, saying she just didn't have a 21st WNBA season in her. Taurasi is the league's all-time leading scorer, a 3-time champion, 14-time All-Star, not to mention 6 Olympic gold medals.
Go.
Second-ranked Duke, a 97-60 road route of Miami. Cooper Flagg, 16 points, 5 rebounds, 6 assists. Number 5, Tennessee, a 65-59 win at LSU. But third-ranked Florida losing at Georgia, 88-83, despite erasing a 26-point first-half hole. And Alex Ovechkin scored the Capitals' lone goal in a 3-1 home loss to the Flames. That's 883 for his career, now 12 away from passing Wayne Gretzky for the most all-time. The NHL announcing yesterday they started to move some games where they think he's going to break the record onto national TV. So you can see it from wherever it happens.
This is a bigger deal to me than LeBron, in a sense.
Passing the all-time scoring
Kareem
record?
Yeah, I don't know why, because... when we were growing up,
pretty interesting.
Like, the great one was so untouchable. Yeah. Like, it's like Jerry Rice's receiving numbers. Like, it was so untouchable where I didn't think of the Kareem record the same way. It just, there was something about Gretzky's records that seemed on Mount Olympus.
Yeah, I know. I think you're right. I think you're actually right. Yeah. And also, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar maybe could be a top five player, top seven, wherever you put Kareem, but there's no doubt that Gretzky's won.
Right.
So, like, LeBron passing Kareem, it's like, LeBron will go down in history as the better player than Kareem, right? So he'll be like higher on these like power rankings.
Yeah, Kareem could be three.
I'm not saying that Kareem, I'm not trying to dunk on Kareem here. Just saying.
But he's not number one.
He's not one.
Yeah.
Gretzky is one. One ever thinks Ovechkin is going to be one over Gretzky.
Well, also too, Karl Malone is three. That kind of guts it a little bit, right?
Well, I think he's a great player. I know.
Yeah, but I mean,
revisionist
just like,
history has been not kind to Karl Malone. He's a great player.
He was a great player, but he's not all time. Like, he's not top 10 player of all time. No way.
No, and I don't think.
He never even won a title.
Never like. Well,
a lot
really,
of guys didn't win a title because of Jordan.
Yeah, and like the NBA just didn't care about those numbers. Like, I mean, I knew Kareem was number one, but I couldn't have even gotten the ballpark of what the number was.
38,300.
Thanks, loser. And then like rebounds, assists. Like, that's not how the NBA works, right?
38,387.
You're looking
at that was
at
the record.
Is Ovechkin get into this number a compiler situation? Has he stuck around too long?
Nope.
Or is it just
is it crazy hot right now?
I mean, the fact that he's gonna. We didn't think he'd do this season. And he's like, it's hat trick after hat trick. It's been
It's inconceivable. It just really
is. But no one's going to put him over Gretzky even with this record.
No, that's not even a conversation.
So that's why I think to Perloff's point, though, it does kind of feel a little bit bigger because of who he's passing. on right. the all-time list.
An NFL record, all-time NFL record, to become irrelevant because the yeah. game changed so much. That's the other thing. Hockey hasn't changed so much.
Well, hockey has changed a lot.
Yes. Are goals way up?
Yeah.
No, they're down
yeah,
from
yeah.
what they used to be.
Oh.
I mean, they were up really like, I no, mean, they went super high for Gretzky, yeah. where they changed rules. They brought him back yeah. down. They disappeared in like the late 90s, 2000 with all those crazy Devils teams. Yeah. So they're back up from there. But they're not like at the historical like shootouts of the 80s.
Right, where football numbers are way elevated. Like receiving numbers are twice as much as they used to be. So the numbers don't mean as much to us. And basketball has been up and down. In the 80s, you scored at will.
Yeah, now the three-point revolution, it's like more about that.
Yeah, I'd say points are high right now, but they're not at all-time high.
I was thinking about hockey. Like, you know, they've made the goalie pads smaller, and they've done other things to try to beef scoring up. But you're right, that's probably since, like, the early aughts.
Anyway. Yeah, I mean, and goalies are still wearing, like, abnormally too much. Like, you take a goalie out of his uniform, he looks like me, and then he's in the net covering up the whole thing like a larger human being whose name I'm not going to say out loud.
Bogish, thank you. 855-212-4227. Okay, the quarterback competition that nobody saw coming. And it is Wednesday, which means it's time for the great debate. MMP.